holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
If you have a good friend, tell them how good they really are.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us on today. Today is a wonderful day. We're going to talk about friends and friendship and how important it is and what it does and what the Bible says about it. We're going to talk about friends today. We all have them. You know, and if you're lucky, you'll have one that you can really trust. If you have one, man, you can get through life with one friend. You know, you can have a bad marriage, you can have bad children, you can have a bad job, you can have all the, but if you have a good friend, you can get through all of that. You can work through all the other, because at least you have some place to vent, or you have somebody to talk to. And when you have somebody to talk to, oh, that just gives you so much more. I never really realized what talking does, you know, since my wife passed away. Well, before she passed away, I never really did a whole lot of talking. I mean, I've done the broadcast and, you know, preaching and teaching. But after that, I didn't do too much talking, you know. And so when she passed away, I realized how important talking was. You know, if I had to wait to see somebody to talk to them, you know, or you find yourself talking to yourself in the kitchen someplace or washing clothes some kind of way. But listen, when you have one good friend, You utilize your talking. I tell you that. Utilize all that talking and all that thought pattern and everything that you're thinking and things that you want to aspire to do or things you want to do or things you think about. Talk about it, you know. And if you got a good friend, they'll listen. 9 times out of 10, they won't give you a whole lot of what they think or whatever. They'll just listen to you. I mean, when you start going off, then I guess they'll let you know, hey, that's a little too far right there. But hey, have a good friend. And if you have a good friend, make sure you tell them how good they are as often as you can. That's talking about friends, man. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to read some verses here. Before we do that, head on over to popbean.com and download the broadcast or grab the links and share the links in your text with your friends, your group text. Share those links. We need some more listeners. All right, we're going to go to Proverbs 17 and 17. Proverbs 17 and 17, it says this. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. A friend is always loyal. Just think about is that your friend or not? Or maybe that's you for someone else as a friend. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. That don't mean your friends are perfect. That don't mean they're going to get everything right. But they're loyal. You know, some of your friends might not even be saved or be believers, but they're loyal to you. And trust me, they're watching you to see if how loyal you are. And you say you love God and love Jesus and all this. And yeah, they're watching. They're loyal, and a brother is born to help in the time of need. Your brother is supposed to help you in time of need. Your sister is supposed to help you in time of need. Your friend is supposed to help you in time of need. John 15 and 13, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. Now, that's talking about Jesus. You know, that's talking about Jesus coming and laying down his life for all of us to take away our sins, because that's what had to happen, right? But there's no greater love than that. to save your friend. You lay down your life to save your friend. There's no greater love than that. Now, trust me, that's a God's love right there. You know, when it's talking about taking away the sins of the world. But there's something to be said about a friend who will lay down his life for his friend. Everybody can't say that. Proverbs 18 and 24. Proverbs 18, 24 says this. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. So it's going to be impossible for them to destroy you because they'd be destroying themselves. That's what the real friend does. Proverbs 18:24. Let's go to Proverbs 17:9. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven. God so loved the world. But dwelling on it separates close friends. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven. But if you dwell on that fault, you're going to separate those friends. See, that's what the devil tries to do. He tries to separate you from your friends. You know, they forgive each other. The fault is forgiven and love grows. But if that fault can come up and stay up, the devil will stay on that thing to separate those two people, those friends. Because when they're together, they can fight together. They can pray together. They can worship together. They can move together. They can do things together. They can grow things together, right? But if that fault is forgiven and then is dwelt on, it'll separate those close friends. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Let's go to Psalm 133:1. Psalm 133:1. How wonderful and pleasant is it when brothers live together in harmony. Harmony. It's a good thing to have friends. So you must listen. Go and grab your friend today and tell them how good a friend they are. Go ahead and tell them. They need to know that kind of stuff. Someone said, oh, that's just mushy stuff. No, people need to know that they're a good friend. They know if they're a good mother. They know if they're a good father. They know if they're a good child. They know if they're a good worker. How many people actually call their friends and say, hey, I appreciate you as a friend, man. You do good by me. And I appreciate having somebody I can talk to. How many times have you said that? How many times has anyone said that to you? Ecclesiastes 4:10. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. You can have all the money in the world. Have all the money in the world. You can have a perfect life, the wonderful house, the job, and everything else. But if you're alone, when you really need help, you're going to be in real trouble if you don't have one friend. Now, your one friend from the beginning of time is God. Now, as long as you got him, he'll make you friends with somebody else. He'll bring some other people, just like he did Adam. He brought Eve to Adam, right? Yeah. So he'll bring friends to you. He'll bring friends to you because we all need somebody physically here that we can talk to, right? It says here, if one falls, the other can reach out and help. That's what your friend does. He reaches out and help you. Imagine you slipped off of a bank someplace into the water and you need somebody to pull you back up. If your friend reaches out or throws a lifeline out to you, that's all you need. You can get back together. You can get back up and back to the bank. You can get back where you're supposed to be, right? But if you're out there just floating because you didn't have a lifeline or a friend to throw you on, you're out there by yourself. You're out there by yourself. And a lot of times that's what we realize. We realize we're out here by ourselves sometimes. And then it'll cause you to think again about God. It'll cause you to rethink your separation from God. One falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another. For love comes from where? God. comes from God. From who? God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. So you have a friend to practice this love on. You know, love is a thing. Friends, let us continue to love. Now, sure, you're going to get upset with your friends sometimes. Sure, just like God gets upset with us. You know, he's our everlasting friend, but he gets upset with us sometimes. But he says, let's continue to love one another. You know, like when he forgave all our sins and stuff, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who would ever believe won't perish. So he washed away the sins of everybody in the whole world for the sake of those who would believe. You believe God exists and you believe he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You're a believer, man. You're a friend. He don't call you servant anymore. He calls you a friend. That's what he calls you. Ecclesiastes 4:12. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two people can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. That's Ecclesiastes 4:12. Let's read that again. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. You can stand back to back. You can fight better when you know somebody else has your back and somebody's fighting the other side. See, that's what a marriage is for too. A lot of times your wife is your best friend, or your husband's your best friend, and that's good because you guys can make it through anything. As long as he's got the bills, you got the children. As long as you got the children, whatever, you know, he's got the business, or he's got the income, or she's got the income, whatever it is, you're fighting together, not each other. See, like in order for you to fight each other, you got to be facing each other. But if you're fighting for each other, you're going back to back. Well, that's what it says. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two who can stand back to back. Yeah. If they can stand back to back, and then, man, they can fight and conquer. And then three is even better. If your children is helping you, man, you got to. A triple braided cord is not easily broken. No. Let's do Proverbs 16:28. A troublemaker plants seed of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Gossip does that. So keep the gossip out and keep your friends. And stay lifted.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.